Where are they getting towed to? Just because that's the next question someone's gonna ask. Oh my gosh, my car's gone, who do I call, where is my car?
We'll go to ours, or we'll go to the tow lot.
It'll go to the tow lot.
And that number is like the police number, like the general police number, is that's where somebody would call to find their car?
We have two tow companies that tow for us, for police tows, Head and Jakes, and you have, let's see, another one, J&amp;J Towing. The ones located, they tow all their vehicles to the Dave White Collision Center, that impound lot right there. And then you have Pat and Jakes, which is located over off of Savannah Avenue, off of Silica there. So the cars are right there, close by.
So there'll be a number on the website when somebody realizes their car's gone that they can call?
Well, normally, if the car's gone, they're gonna call our dispatch, and we'll advise them that the car's been towed.
Okay, just as long as there's a number, like, so when somebody panics, they have a number to call, and it's not me, or...
I'm sorry?
I just don't want, I mean, I can just, I don't want my neighbors calling me when their car is gone. I want them to be able to, okay, here's the number that you call, that's where your car went.
Maybe you shouldn't be on council.
Well, I just, I don't want...
Because your neighbors are gonna call you when they get their car towed.
I just don't want there to be confusion. I don't want people to be confused. If you left your car out in the road and it snowed and there's 4 inches and your car's towed, then you have a number and you know where you can call to get it.
And as the mayor indicated, it's gonna be a last resort if that occurs.
I do think the hope is, without question, that people will begin to understand they should move their cars. I mean, they're just simply not thinking about it. So by putting out the message that your car could be towed, hopefully they'll be courteous and take action themselves before we have to take action.
I think there'll be some towing before it.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah.
Kevin, do we have a sense of how frequently are cars on the street an issue for us? Is this something that happens consistently and frequently?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can, after any given snow, you can go down some of the residential neighborhoods and see where our trucks have had to leave.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Mary, I have a question for, I think, Leslie. I support the concept totally, and I like the idea of trying to get people to understand and kind of respond to a potential snow situation. I don't see anything in here about connecting this with the level 1, 2, 3 snow emergencies that the county does. And, you know, it seems to me that that's always been a good way for people to individually assess how much snow there is, but help me understand how this relates to that. It doesn't look, in terms of the way the legislation is drafted, that it does.
No, it doesn't, Mr. Lukey, and the reason for that is we just thought if the county doesn't declare an emergency, but we're getting more snow than what is happening in some parts of Lucas County, so they, for whatever reason, they haven't declared an emergency, this just gives us our own individual City of Sylvania on the bottom of the TV screen, for instance, so people understand that the city itself and not just Lucas County, because sometimes people, they forget that they're part of Lucas County and should move their cars as well. So I think that by having our own legislation and our own snow emergency, we'll still follow the snow emergency levels for driving conditions and things like that, but this is just specifically for getting the cars off the streets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So. And when I signed up for the emergency alerts with the county, I believe there was a place that asked me if I wanted specific alerts for the city.
Mm-hmm. That's
Can
correct.
We leverage that same system if it's sending mm-hmm. text messages to people?
Yep,
and
we
say,
absolutely
that,
will
so
use that.
You're planning on doing that. So if they call a 1 or a 2,
right.
They don't have to go to another place to look for it.
No.
They look for it in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Spiner. And the 5 minutes, you talked about the 5 minutes of the...
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Mrs. Westphal.
I want to make sure people are mm-hmm. clear about mm-hmm. that transition here.
Yep, they have, if for whatever reason you're just stopping to drop someone off or getting something out of your car, you can park in the street for up to 5 minutes. the chief has indicated, you know, the police aren't going to be there with a stopwatch. It's really going to be, if you're egregiously abusing it, then you'll, they'll stop and talk to you. But we did extend that time period from 3 minutes to five minutes for people that need additional help.
Thank you. I think that feels more reasonable for some reason. So, any other questions or comments with regard to the legislation?
My only comment is I wanted there to be a fair degree of discretion with the administration in terms of how they deal with this, and I think that was a big part of my original set of comments there. And Leslie has come up with some additional changes here that I think make this much stronger. But it would allow the mayor, for example, when he's looking at the weather forecast and expecting to get four or five inches of snow overnight on a Tuesday night, to say, you know, effective at 11 o'clock tonight, mm-hmm. you know, the snow emergency is going to go into effect for Sylvania, so please don't leave your cars in the street overnight. And then, you know, the fact is that I know Kevin and our police will be very reasonable in terms of executing this. And it's only, you know, like so many things, you know, most of our neighbors are cooperative and care about our community. It's a small number of occasional bad apples that drive this sort of thing. So I'm very comfortable with this revised draft, and I think we're ready to move forward.
Yeah, I agree with that, Doug. The only thing that I would maybe just want to get on the record, and I say this maybe more for Bill or for Laura, is I'm an optimist by nature, which has not always served me in good stead, but I don't think we're going to get any more 4 inches of snow anymore this season, right?
We hope you're right.
I know. But
Saturday.
Huh?
We did Saturday. Yeah.
Well, we did, but we didn't pass the legislation yet. So what I'm suggesting is that sometime in the November time frame, maybe we could author a mayor's message or put it in the Country Journal or post on the website the fact that this exists, because people are going to forget over the course of the summer, and you know, the euphoria of the beautiful summer we're going to have is going to get people to not pay attention. So if we could have a little bit of a spike of communication in the late fall, I think that would sort of help remind our citizens of this.
Good suggestion. Okay, very good. With that in mind, is there a motion from a member of the Safety Committee to advance legislation to the City Council meeting this evening?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded that we advance legislation to City Council this evening regarding the snow emergency parking ban. All members in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? This motion passes in hearing. So we'll advance it to the City Council this evening. Is there any other business to come before the Safety Committee? Hearing none, I'll call this meeting adjourned at 6:17.